Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Okay, so today we're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we're going to start with, just to get back into things, we'll briefly discuss again what the Mishnah was discussing, and then the beginning of the Gemara. So the Mishnah over here, we're going to go with the Rashi. Yesterday we saw another Mahalach from the Rambam, but we're going to start with Rashi today. And so the Mishnah, according to Rashi, there's two parts of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah tells us that if you have a city where they're conducting an aid, so then the outlying areas, the surrounding areas of the city, it would be mutter to conduct business with them. And if there was an aid, if there was a holiday taking place outside the city, so you can conduct business with people on the inside. That's really the part of the Mishnah that's relevant to us. The Gemara had first quoted Rav Chanina as saying that an example of chutzala, an example of being nearby outside the city, would be like the animal market of Aza. The animal market of Aza was right near the city, right outside the city limits. And therefore, according to that sheet, it was a statement that when the Mishnah says if there's an aid inside the city, you can conduct business with the people outside the city, that even if it's such close proximity, like, for example, the animal market of Aza. Second version of the Gemara, which is what we're in the middle of, is where there was a shaila that was posed to Panina. What would be the din if it's the animal market of Aza, that's where you want to conduct business? That's the proximity of the place that you're conducting business with, the person that you're with, and the city where they're having their aid. So the response was that, have you never gone to Tsur? Tsur was a mixed city. You had Israelim, you had Jews and non-Jews. And the Gemara told us yesterday at the beginning that that they would have two pots right next to each other. You had the kosher stew and you had the non-kosher stew right next to each other on one oven. And this vague statement was, "L'fashu lehem chachamim." Chachamim were not chayshish, meaning they didn't have a problem with that. And now what the Gemara is going through, what does it mean that the chacham were not chayshish? And depending on what that means, will determine what the mashal is, and therefore what really is the answer. So again, we have the shaila. When you have a city that they're having an aid right outside the city limits, what is the halacha? And we're about to see really three different approaches to what the halacha is in that case. It all hinges on what this line means. Lechashu lehem chachamim. The chachamim were not concerned about the case where you have two pots. One is kosher and one is non-kosher, so the Jew doesn't have to worry about it. What does he not have to worry about? We started yesterday, Abaye. We'll just continue from there. I'm going to buy a few lunch Danny Bez Miral. I'm going to buy Mishum Basar Nevela. The thing that we're not concerned about is Basar Nevela. And the Chiddush of that is, even though it's an Issa D'Oraita, you have an Issa D'Oraita Nevela, we are not Choshesh that the guy took the Basar Nevela and put it into the Jew's pot. And Moya Maria, we don't say that. Zilma Hadar Api Yisrael Achore. The Yisrael turned around. The Shagi Ogat Mikhov Nevela B'Kadera. And then the non-Jews stuck the Nevela into his pot. The Kavasa, what would be the Nimshol? What would be the comparison to us? Hachanami Lechashim Chachamim Mishum Dimei Avodat Kechavim. That Chachamim were not Kleshish for Dimei Avodat Kechavim. Like we saw yesterday in Rashi. Rashi learns Dimei Avodat Kechavim means the money itself is being used as an offering to the God. That they brought the money, this cash, do I have to be chayshish, that this cash was offered to the God, and that in itself has the status of the credit of a Zara, which Taisus, of course, jumped on and said, yeah, that can't be, there's no such thing, because it has to be ke'em k'nim. In order for something to become the status of the credit of a Zara, it would have to have been that the service that was performed with it would be a comparable service done in the Beis HaMikdash, which there is no such service that you use money for. That wouldn't, the Tosis has that problem. But that is the way Rashi learned. Yeah, so we said yesterday, it's a loose comparison where the Chachamim, two things that are close to each other, how much will be Chayshish?
That's unlikely.
Yeah, it's not a Raya. The other point we had in Rashi was that we have a Machlegis Rambam and Ramban, which we'll come back to today a little bit at the end, where the Rambam holds that Yayin Nesach is an independent mitzvah, Tekroibis of Adizara is a separate mitzvah, and he learns that you get malchus from Lo Yidbak B'Yotkom U'Mim and Acherim, and from Lo Sovik to Evel Beisecha. The Ramban takes issue with that and says, no, that's only by the Avodah Zarah itself, not the Tekroidus Avodah Zarah, not that which you offer to the Avodah Zarah, it's the idol itself. And therefore he brings a different pasuk. So Rashi, you see, learns like the Rambam, because he says from over here that the money would then be an issue of the rice of Layidbak Yodcham Uma. Okay, and then Rashi says, and Kol Shekhen, if it was only a Suffolk, if the person that you're conducting the transaction with, who's outside the city, this person, you don't really know where the money came from. So this money may not come from the inside. Maybe it's from his own pocket. Maybe he's not going to take money from the idol worshippers in the inside of the city and use it to purchase the animal from you on the outside of the city. Maybe that won't happen. Therefore, it's only a suffix. And he calls it a suffix Rabbanan, and we were discussing yesterday whether that would be a problem, considering the fact that Gemara earlier told us that this is a potential lifnei iver here, because he's going to buy the animal and bring it as a karba. So would that be an issue of lifnei iver l'sitei mechshol in this case, or not? And whether or not maybe it's tolling the pre-yitzchak, maybe it's a suffix of sorts, that was what we discussed yesterday. Now, briefly, before we go on, though, we should take a look at these two taisus and at least parts of them. The top taisus asks right away, what's the problem in the mushal? It's really these two taisus and really in the mushal. So when we talk about the Yisrael is going to turn around, and now what's going to happen? The guy's going to put the nevela in? The taisus asks, what do you mean? He's going to turn around, what, for a moment, for a couple minutes, for an hour, whatever? In summer, Maishna Mishari Sur in the Alma. Why is doing than any other Isser? The Shari of the Yaitse V'nechnas. We're always reliant on a Yaitse V'nechnas. Someone goes in and out. Mashkiach, almost every kosher establishment can rely on this to some degree. You have a Yaitse V'nechnas. Someone coming in and out. They're not watching every moment. So what would the Gemara over here mean? That I have to be concerned if the Jew turns around for a moment, the guy's going to put the Nevela in. We're never pleasures for that. The Yishlemer, the Hadashir in the Almi, is V'nechnas. Hainu Heath with the Nitzvah Keganu. That would be say Yaitse V'nechnas. That's only if he's Nitzvah Keganu, meaning if I would come in and find him doing something wrong, he would be ashamed. He would be like he's a thief. It must be Yisrael v'kabel eladini. I can take him to court. Here I can take the spoon of the nevela. The guy's got a spoon. He's stirring his nevela pot, and he can take that spoon and put it into the juice pot right next to his. Remember, lahagis says tavshilcha in the chavanti. Like, yeah, because look, I was out for your benefit. I saw that your stew was burning. I had to stir it up. It wasn't cooking well. I was looking for your benefit. You can't take me to court over that. You know, we're buddies over here. We have one oven. We're sharing an oven. We're tailgating, right? Then you have the two pots over here. It gives other reasons why. Now, that's the first point over here, that there's no yaitse v'nichnas, because in this case, it'll have to be where the guy would have a way of doing it without he's not nitfas kaganet. He's doing it as a favor to the Jew. He's not doing it in spite of him or anything like that. And the next passage really also speaks about this point. The Shadi obviously come in the veil to Kedera, Pirish Ri, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? He's going to throw a piece of the veil into Kedera. Why would he do that? Pirish Ri, Shadi Basar, what's his incentive? What's the advantage for him? Shadi Basar Kechusha Shaloi. Yeah, he's going to throw in his non-kosher meat, which is Shvach, which is not a good quality. The Shafio Basar Shmena, and he's going to take the Jews' superior quality. First cut. He's got a second cut, and the Jew is the first cut, so he'll put his second cut, he'll take the Jew's first cut. Taisus gives a riot to that. So you see from this Taisus that we usually do not assume that the non-Jew will, in spite of the Jew, just to cause him to sin, he's going to make him do something. Now we do have examples of that in history, obviously, but those must be outliers. That's where we know that was what they were doing. It was Shas Shmad. Right. But if it's not Shas Shmad, we don't assume that the non-Jew is out to get the Jew to sin. That's interesting types over here. So you see, he's only going to do it if he's going to gain. Yeah, if I have what to gain, I'm going to get the first cup piece of meat, so I'll do it. But I'm not going to do it just to get the Jew. We're doing a favor, like before. Okay, so that's really all in the muscle, not directly relevant to our Gemara. Now back to the flow of our Gemara, we have over here, again, three opinions and what this means, like Lechashon Chachamim. So far, we saw the first one, that's Abaye. That Abaye understands that Lechashon Chachamim, to the degree that we're not even concerned when something's in close proximity, one to the other, and you have an issa d'oraisa even, that's right next to what you're going to eventually consume and use, you don't have to be choshish for it. That being, so for the city, even though you have a city that's conducting an aid, and potentially it is possible that the person that's outside the city is holding cash, which is, according to Rashi at least, money that was Kroyves Avodah Zarah. It was offered to the God. It is awesome to the Raisa, like the Rambam of Le'yit Ve'yivah Kumu'uma. Nonetheless, you're not Chayshin for that. That was all Abaye. Now we go on to Rava. That's seven lines down into the Dach. Rava Amar Mai Le'chashim Chachamim Yishun Bishulei Akum. Not about Nazela. He says, because if we'd be concerned about Nazela, that we can't compare. Why is it not comfortable? So Rashi explains why. Rava Omar, why does Rava deviate from Abaye? Haile Koshu Lav Lebot Nazela Kamer. It's about 20 lines down the Rashi. Rava Omar. The Nelos Minoda Kavasod Lo Nefesh Lod Meber Tichavim. That which we say that we're not Choshish, it's just not talking about Bot Nazela. That we should then learn from there that if there's money that is actually Nekroven Lebot Nazela, like Rashi learned, that it's the Kroyves Avodah Zarah, it's also Midoraisa, it's also Bahana Midoraisa, that I should permit that. Why? The Hussam Lace Hana, Lovit Yechavim, the Nishni in the Veiluk Likadera, the Mustafi, he's not going to do it, he's scared. The Chazi Lay Yisrael, Tavlevidina. He says he's concerned, he's going to take the piece of Nazela and throw it into the Jew's pot. The Jew's going to take him to court over that. What are you doing? It's not your pot. Aval Hakam is Kavan Lovit Yechavim, Lassus Rasayim Kadera. Over here, the guy is, he wants to help his friends. Meaning over here, what do you have? You have a city conducting an aid. You have somebody who potentially called up his friend and said, look, I have this money, that money from Avodah Zarah. I want you to take this money that's from Avodah Zarah, and can you please do me a favor and buy me an animal? And I want to take the animal and bring it to my God. Why would the guy not do that for his buddy? Why not? Give me a favor, I'll do it. So there's no hesitancy over here for a non-Jew on the outside of the city to take cash from someone inside the city, and that cash being the credit of Avodah Zarah, and he will use it to purchase an animal. There's no reluctancy over there. You'll be a broker, why not? There's no reason not to. But by busting the Torah, the guy has every reason not to. He doesn't want to get caught. So therefore, Rava understands this is not a comparison to busting the Vela. Because busting the Vela certainly we're not Chayshish for. But the money on the outside of the city being money that was used as an offering on the inside of the city, that maybe we would be concerned for. Rather, what is the mashal and the nimshal? It's going to be talking about, Bishul Akam. Bishul Akam is only a derabbanon. So Hakanami, back to the Gemara. Hakanami, what does it mean? Lechashim chachamim? Lechashim chachamim, mishum yan edam. We're not concerned about yan edam, meaning, if I had a sod that this money came from the inside of the city, it would be also. But any sod that this money came from the inside of the city, it would be also because it's a suffix or rice. It might be money that was used as an offering for the God. Rather, if I can determine definitively that this money did not come from the inside, this money is from this person's own account. I know that he just took out this money from his account. It's from him. So now, what's my concern? This money is not the credit of a desire. What's the only concern now? Maybe he is one of the members of the city. And he himself is keeping that aid. And he'll be other l'maydus. I'm not concerned that there'll be an issue of their rights. Only the rabban. Again, the same problem we're going to have with Na'iver. I mean, if he's going to buy an animal, maybe he'll go into the city and offer it as a carbon. So that question aside, but in the Pashup Shad over here, it's only going to be a drabban because it'll only be an Ozu Lamaida issue. It'll be that I'm transacting, I'm doing business with a non-Jew, a pagan, on his Yom Eid. So I don't know if this is his Yom Eid. He's outside the city. Do I have to be Chayshish for that? So now we have a comparison. If I have two pots, one of them's Jewish, one's non-Jewish, and the owners of the pot, that is. And now, it's potential issue of Bishul Akum, because maybe the non-Jew is going to go and cook the Jew's stew. So I'm not Chayshish for that, because I'm not Chayshish for the Rabbanim of Bishul Akum. So over here, at close proximity, a person who's outside the city, inside the city, is all Issa the Rabbanim, I can't do business with them. And now this person, what's the greatest shash in Issa the Rabbanim, that he's potentially one of the members of the city? I'm not Chayshish for that. That's Rabbah. Right. He has the right. And Rabbi Bar Ula Omar Lechashul Chacham Mishim Sinura. Rabbi Bar Ula says, what are we not Chayshish for? He takes it even a step further. He says, if it would be a Yom Eid, then it's also Aser. That would also be Aser. Even if it would be a problem, even Bishul Akam I'm Chayshish for. And Rashi explains why. Rashi, Rabba Bar Ula Omar, about halfway down the Rashi. That he wouldn't permit. Why? The like the Ashkenazim hold, right? Once you do, once you turn on the fire, you're good. Aval Hacha, Ikul HaMefesh, there's no Bishul Akam issue. Aval Hacha, so therefore Bishul Akam is very easy to get out of. As long as the Jew is getting the fire going, you don't have to worry about the Bishul Akam anymore. Both is Rashi. So there will be other ways to learn the Gemara. There are other ways to learn the Gemara. There are other Rishonim who learn the Gemara totally differently than Rashi. But we're going with Rashi. Well, I think they have the Jew. That's what Yossi Simu was saying last night. He asked the Jew to put the stuff in the oven. And Oldak, when Oldak does it for them, he puts it in himself, into the oven. No, right, let's put it in the oven. Yeah. You do the food prep, you can have the non-Jews. And he puts it in? Yeah, sure. So there will be other ways to learn this Gemara. But that's the way Rashi understands it. Since the Bishul Akam is not such a problem, so therefore you can't compare it. Yeah, that is a concern. Says Rabba Bar Ula, I am concerned that the man who's standing right outside the city, let's say in the animal market of Gaza, he is maybe part of Gaza and they're having an ace, so he also has an ace. I'm chayshish that he has an ace. So what is it that I'm not chayshish for? What's that? We're spraying out from the pot. Maybe it's going to be some type of spray from the still from the non-Jewish stew onto the kosher meal. So that I'm not kosher for. Rashi explains, first of all, it's not shchiach, and anyways, it's bakal barayv. So he therefore says it's not shchiach that what? Hachami lechashmach hacham yishim lefnei edayin. And it's only lefnei edayin. It's not actually the holiday itself. So that already is so far removed that even if it's smuchala, it's going to be mutter. Okay, next Gemara. Mahu leiluch l'sham. So now comes the, referring back to the Mishnah, where we had asked, again, we're going to go with Rashi over here. Mahu leiluch l'sham. I can't go into the city to do business, but can I go into the city to just talk with somebody, have a conversation with someone in the city where they're conducting an aid? And we said it depends. Is this road that I'm going to take, is this road a road that goes to exclusively to this city? If yes, then it's a problem of Marasayan. But if not, so then I could say people will look at me and they'll see me on the road on the way to the city. They'll say I'm probably just passing through. I can't go in there. Again, according to Rashi, this will be the Yom Eid. This will be I can't do business. Like we saw in the Rambam, this will be I can't even walk in there. I can't go from it to another city. And I can't use it as a means to get from A to B. I'm going to have to pass through this city. Give her a mayor. Like the Mishnah, if this is the only road, the only way there, then it's also. I mean, if this road is the exclusive road to this city, and then it ends, it's also. And definitely has lights in Makkah, but if this road continues on. No, I misspoke. I was thinking of the Rambam when I said it. This road only goes to this city. This road, that's what I meant to say. Yeah, I was thinking of the Rambam when I was saying that. And if you try to let them off, I meant it's Mutter. Okay, now we're going to a different halakhah over here about, like, Marzayin, Dick of Shilas, which is going to be a major machlokes we're going to see, just before we even start. You have the Ran. The Ran Shita is that you do not say Yehar Gval Yavar by Marzayin of the Gimel Chamuri. That's the Ran. And the Rashba says, no, even by Marzayin, there will be Yehar Gval Yavar on Marzayin of Gimel Chamuri. So we're going to see how this Gemara, how to learn this Gemara. Yashav like Koit, it's Ne'avodes Kechavim. He has some type of thorn in his, he got a nail in his tire.
Right. The sheet is that Marzayin in the Gimel Chamuri.
Yeah.
What is the
Kiddush
of Yavar?
Kiddush Hashem. It's always Kiddush Hashem, Yashav like Kais, yes, so he has a nail in stubs his toe or something.
A thorn in his foot.
So he wants to bend down in front of the idol. He wants to bend down in front of the idol to take it out. So Yashav like Kais, if you come like Yishchei, he shouldn't bend down, he has to land on Kanishan near Kanishtacha. Because it's near Kanishtacha, it looks like he's bowing.
Backwards?
Oh, that's what it's saying. And Eino Nira Mutter, right? You can do it from the side, do it backwards, then it's Mutter. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to say that's what it means. It's Tor, yeah, then you can't do it backwards. Maybe you could do it backwards, but you can't do something else then. Yeah. It's Basulad Ma'isav. Again, he dropped his money. It's never to come. He shouldn't bend down to take him. They should near Kamish Lachal. It's going to come.
Nobody
sees his money or form. People see the Gemara is going to talk about what it means, the Eino Nira or Nira. That we're going to see. But the Gemara is going to come out that Nira means it appears as though he's bound.
This is not
Nira. No, not Madam Nira. We're going to get into
no.
it.
This is even better than that.
It's even less. Right. Right. Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We're going to get to it in a minute. With the, yeah. The Eino Nira, Mutter. And if it's not Nira, then it's Mutter. Mayan, again, another case. The Mayan, I'm going to just look at the coffin. You have the spring that's flowing in front of the idol. The Yishka, the Yishka, you shouldn't bend down to drink, and they should near Kamishtak, but it looks like you're bowing to them. Eino Nira, if it doesn't appear as though you're bowing, you go to the side, you go to backwards, Mutter. Partsufa Simakalpin Mayim Lekrochim. You have stasis, you have, what are they called again? Some type of statue. There's a name for that, yeah. It's another name for that, where was it? A sculpture. Yeah, alright. Loyania Gargoyle, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You shouldn't put your mouth on their mouth. I mean, there's just like a spring, you know, there's water coming out. You want to drink. A fountain.
They have water coming out of the mouth.
The mouth. Carved face, right. Right. So you want to drink straight from there. Yeah. The Yishka Mishinir Kimanashik. Oh. You should put your mouth.
Why is that?
What, Nishuk? Kibbuk Nishuk certainly is. That's certainly a problem, no? No, but Kibbuk Nishuk is another dark, Kibbuk Nishuk. Certain things are universal. Maybe it's universal, yeah. It's like the Nishak of it. Certain things are universal. What? No, not a
campaign.
Yeah, but Kibbuk Nishuk. Yeah, it's showing Chiba maybe. Zidu, we have to kiss her now.
Right, we're
yeah.
Right, the Mar doesn't say
it. Touched it, yeah. The sea line is something coming out of the ground, I guess a pump or a pipe that's coming out of the ground. That's a sakana, there's some type of aluka. I'm not sure.
Leech.
Okay, there's a leech that you have to be concerned about. If it's that nobody sees you. Who cares? No one sees you. Any time a chacham asks something, they are sign because of mar sign. If you look at your chadar, even if it's behind closed doors, often. Ela ema im eino nira kimishtach lezichavim mutter. It means that it doesn't appear as though you are bowing, which would mean again, like you go to the side, you go backwards. Okay, so now we do. Right, so we have first of all this machlokes around in the Raj, but whether or not you say yahar kol yavar by the mar sign. But then there's another issue which was raised, right, the Av of the Yira. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, how it's brought. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun. So it says it brings this halacha, Yashav Leikoyt, and then it brings the Hartufayt, and then in the Ramah, he brings like this, Yesh Oymrim Dechol She'en Lassof Neymar Tzayin, Kizayin Bedin Zeh. Some learn from the Ran, that if it's only an issue of Mar Tzayin, like in this type of halacha, in Yesh Takana Bezavr, if there's Mamash Takana Ben Yomus in Lo Yishteh, if the person is going to die if he doesn't drink, Mutter Lishta, the end of the Shem Yahar Val Yavar, Ram. And then he brings Sarim, Oikaihanim, Sheesh Lahem, that's the Erev Vigdehem, right? They have a cross on their garment. They should make them sell them with Nehem, or they're holding the cross. So there are two
minds. I mean, the priest is God.
The priest. Yeah. The Galak is holding the cell. Also, the Shach of Islam, you can't bow to them. You can't take off your hat in front of them as a respect. Unless there's some, you know, maybe you put some money down there, you know, you have to do something else, you get up before they come in. Maybe you should take off your hat before they come in. So then he brings the Yesh Makilim, the Kula would be, because nobody's bowing down there, even the other people are not bowing down to the Selim, they're bowing down to the Tsar. So of course this is reminiscent of Holon. And that's what the Gra over here brings. The Gra brings over here the Medrash in Esther, where the Medrash records the Jewish people of the time having this conflict. So what were they saying? They were saying, Mamanashal, we're messed over. If we don't bow to Haman, he's going to kill him. If we do bow to him, we're chayv nisa. So the Shah, what were they chayv nisa? We had places in Sanhedrin about this. It was Me'av of the year. Me'av of the year, you should be potter potentially. So I believe that the Grub needs to be final here, but that possibly, because like Tosis really there says, that Haman had exam. That's why Tosis asked, if Avmir is potter, so how come Mordechai didn't bow down? In that station, how could Mordechai do that?
And he says, also right that they weren't going to get killed. Mordechai,
well, yeah, but he was going to. Oh, that's it. They weren't, yeah. So, Tyson there says, because he had a Selim he had a Selim over there. They wouldn't be, it would be Me'av of the year. Right, that's what we said in Sanhedrin. Well, to bow down because he considered himself a god. He's making himself into he made himself into a god.
So that
would seem to be the Shiloh here.
This same Shiloh, by the way, once you talk about
what case of Midian? Oh, of the Baal Pa'ar, you're saying by Baal Pa'ar.
They did it for the...
Right, they did it. Yeah, maybe once they did it, so then they got carried away. It got them in.
Same
problem. Right.
So that's,
I think the Grah might mean, that it depends here how you, where exactly the placement of the Grah is, but it could be that the Grah means to say that the point that he's trying to make is that you see that by the Selim, it's going to be Muslim. Because by Haman, because otherwise, again, how does it work out that the Jewish people of the time, they had this conflict, and now again Mordechai held that I can't bow down because he's considering himself a god. And what about the Gabbai Tselem though? So it's not clear, right? Not clear what the riot would be from Haman, you know, because it's Me'av Me'ira. So from that element, from the fact that it's Me'av Me'ira, it's not a regular Avod Zarah. Regular Avod Zarah, it's a Hargal Yavod. Avod Me'ira, it's possible. What about when you have a Selim over there? And again, when it's, is there Yehar Val Yavar if it's only Ma'ar Zayin? You have all these factors you'd have to figure out. Maybe they had no way of throwing money in front of him. I mean, potentially, according to this, they could have put money down in front of him. They could have found a way to do it behatchet. Did they do that?
I don't have
a Selim issue. The Selim is, it sounds like to bow to the Selim also.
To catch yourself.
Well, again, I don't know what the Selim is now, but I think they're assuming the Selim was itself an idol.
Yeah.
Then why is the Av Yir not applied to the Selim as well by Haman?
No, every
Av Yir
is a guest, an idol.
Right.
But for the Av Yir,
Av Yir is the Avodah Zarah or the person?
The reason why it's a Selim, Av Yir means the person is bowed down to Avodah Zarah.
He's only doing it with Avodah
Zarah.
Not because he considers it a god.
Right. Right.
And what about Ma'ar Zion? Right, so what happens to Ma'ar Zion? That's the problem here. If you hold like the Raj with it, Yehar Vayavah and Ma'ar Zion, so then very nice, Ma'ar Zion, you're clustered, but it's Ma'ar Zion.
How does that work?
If everyone acknowledges that it's an Avodah Zarah, fine. But if it's not, universally accepted that this is an Avodah Zarah, then that's a problem.
Why is it worse?
He's a god.
Why is it worse than himself?
Right. So that.
He is a god.
But that is Taisha's answer in Sanhedrin. That's how he explains Mordechai. He says, how come Mordechai didn't have... It sounds like there's no out of the year on this, by the stone. There's no out of the year.
But by him there is.
By him there is.
Okay.
Because everyone's doing it because they don't want to get killed. Why is every Persian bowing down to Haman? They're not doing it because they really believe he's God. They're doing it because they're going to get killed. If you get telling though, but then Lagabe, that sounds as out of the year. You say out of the year by the Selim? He's not gonna. No, I don't think you do. Well, you're gonna kill them because they're not. Let's say there'd be a Selim over there, and they wouldn't bow down to it. Haman's gonna kill them? No. Yeah, but I'm not sure if that was okay. That's, yeah, I don't know how to compare it. Right. Potentially, yeah, and that's what it'd be. There would be no Hector of Yira, and it would be a Ma'ar Zion issue, which might be a Har Kol Yav. Okay, just to. now again, if you learn this Gemara, there'll then be two ways to learn this Gemara. It says that you shouldn't, that you're not allowed to go drink. So there'll be two ways. Either like the Ran, and the Ran will learn over here, you can't drink only in a case where you're not sure if it's Sakonis Nefashis. If it's Mamish Sakonis Nefashis, the Ran would say this Gemara doesn't apply. If it's Mamish Sakonis Nefashis, you drink. The Raj would take this Gemara literally, no. Yeah, even for Mara Zion, the Arag Val Yavar. I mean, the Gerard brings another example of this. We have the Gemara, I think it was also in Sanhedrin. Was it in Sanhedrin? Where the person was, right, he was taken by this woman and he wanted to go to Judea and fish. What was the case over there, right? And Tina just behind. And they said, no. And you can't do it. So you see that you take it to that degree. How far are we willing to go? I think the Raj himself brings that right. Okay. So now we continue over here with Tzricha. So we need all these cases, these various examples. These are not quite. With 6 lines up from the bottom on Yibez Moral. These are not kites. If we're just going to say the case of kites, where he has a thorn in his foot, Mishum Dashulam Ezel Kameh, Umishkale. Walk away. It'll be painful, but you'll walk away from the idol and then you'll take it. Abel Mois, Lay Efter, Mois, what are you going to do? How are you going to get your cash? Emaloi, maybe there it's a heter. These are not Mois, no, that's only Mammon, big deal. Abel Kites, the Sara, it's in pain, maybe Mokim Sar, they mastered it. Emaloi, the Etana, Hani Tarti, these two, Mishum Deleka Sakana, there's no Sakana. Oh, this is the Gemara where it's like, right? Avol Mayim, Yikas Sakana. The Loi Shasi Mayis, Emaloi. What does that mean? The Loi Shasi Mayis, that's just like the Rajva. Mamish is going to die. The Ran says, doesn't mean he's going to die, Mamish. It means he might die. He doesn't know. He's dehydrated. He's not sure what's going to happen. Loi Tzricha, Partufa is Lamali. Turn the page. Partufa is these gargoyles. What do you mean that case? Permission to Kabay Lenistiki, Yate Bay Leniafil Alchimi. That's just a gateway into the, that's just a way of segue into the next line of Leniach Tiv Al Gabi Filon. Not to put your mouth on the Filon because it's a Sakana issue, the leech. The issue is Sakana, my Sakana Aluka. So the Partufa's case really is unnecessary. We're only doing it, we're only bringing it here to get into the next example. Now, just take a look before in the bottom questions over here. What is the din with Mara Zion?
Only three cases
in Christ's test of Solas. Yeah, the question is it going to be Sakharan's question? But look at the second last case, Kamash Hashem Kamash Hashem Mara Zion, Pirish Reb Nissen Goyim. They ain't a look to Rav. We don't hold like Rav. Meaning when we say that there's a Mara Zion issue, it does not apply behind closed doors. Nitzam Perakshane, the Chulin of the Shuk, Lo Yasekin, Shatak Aminin. Fine, he's arrived from Chulin. The Oitznan Chosid, the Oitznan rather, Beshavis, Shotkin Bechama, Beloit Kenegat Ha'am. You can be Shotkin, what is that? You put out the garments by the sun, but not in front of everyone else, because they're going to think that you laundered, right? It looks like you laundered. So, Mash, the Chedrik Hadar is Lutter. Amaloy Oshu Bechaser, you see that they didn't ask in the Chaser, Alpha Gazi Beshokaser. Even though in the Shok, you can't take your wet clothing and put it out to dry on Shabbos, because it looks like you laundered it, but in your own private quarters, you could.
I have to attend to it.
And if I have a Hadar, I'm not hold like that. Kaski Balti Bishabis, Ishimoiri Hakosin. Okay, interesting. He quotes when he heard it. Unless it means he was learning Shabbos. I don't know. Whoever that is, yeah. The Taisus Rabbeinu Yehuda Matasi near the Reed, the Hilfsa Karav. So we have different Mahalakim over here. I think I saw elsewhere, also, perhaps there's another Mahalak that this, because this Gemara is not to hold like Rav. It's asking Akasha from Rav. It's saying that, how could it be that the case is that it's loy mitzchazi that nobody sees you? It's usher, even the chedrik hadarim. He says we hold like Rav. Mash in this world, we hold like Rav. There are those who want to say that, yeah, it's only when it comes to the avodah zarah. But you see in Tosfos, it's not clear whether or not we hold like Rav. There's different rides in different places, whether we hold like the sheet of Rav of chedrik hadarim being usher.
Again, there's only a avodah zarah or anything.
So that's one mahalak. Because this Gemara, because the fact that this Gemara brings it, the kasha is not to hold like Rav, that even Chedrik Hadar in his office. But that's what some say. Remember, some Rishonim, whatever. That this only is by Avodah Zarah who bring this to the kasha. But elsewhere in Shas, you have a case where there's a Mar Sinai and it's mutter of Chedrik Hadar. We're not going to necessarily ask. Rav says Chedrik Hadar. The Gemara is only asking. How do you read? Yeah.
Right.
That's a joke. Yeah.
It's a little joke.
Right? A bit.
It has to
come true. Yes, yes. The thing we talked about. And the joke has to follow the stock also. Yeah,
it's an abundance of the
joke. Yeah, I hear. European joke.
No, I have to do it.
Yeah. if you can't eat in the shuv because you're done with lekelev, so it's a marasayim. It looks like you're a dog. Obviously, you're not. So how do you eat inside? And you're eating in your house. You also put your arms also. How do you ever eat? Okay, all right. Tanur Rabbanan. Okay, so these are some health gemaras here. La'yishta adam sanitar. Yes, yeah, hygiene. La'yishta adam mayim lo'min ha'naharis lo'min ha'gamin lo'mitiv le'yoreyacha. Unless you have life straw. You should not drink from these places. V'mshata domi b'roisha. If you drink, you're in trouble. You need a filter. V'mshata sakana. My sakana. Sakana saluka. The leeches. Sa'ilei rukhanina da rukhanina. Habalea nima shomayim. You swallow this. Whatever this nima is. Mutter. Hekam lekam de Shabbos. On Shabbos, it's considered a sakana. You can warm. You can heat up the water for him.
What does it mean?
On Shabbos, right? You can heat up the water for him on Shabbos. You can do a malacha the right for him on Shabbos because he's mamash a sakana. We might do that. Which a bala nima shalmayim the hitter Rabbi Nachemi lahechem lekam de Shabbos. He mastered him to do that. You can do it. It's mamash the right. It's a sakana zavashim. Kol hasol. I'd hockey off. In the meantime, Amar Rav Huna brother of Yeshua ligmachala. In the meantime, let him go and swallow some vinegar. Rav Ivi bar oven, Haiman de Bola Zibura. You swallow a Zibura. A wasp, maybe. Machaya, was it live? Oh, no. Machaya lo chaya. You're not gonna live. I mean, that's it. You're cooked, yeah. Niu v'shakya reviyosa zechala shimga. Oh, yeah. Before Benadryl or whatever.
It actually has happened.
Yeah. Okay, so Randall, what should you do just to give yourself a little bit of time to put your affairs in order? Me with Shakira, the other is the Kalashim guys. You should, yes, right. So what you should do, you should drink some a little bit of Revius of this very sharp vinegar. That'll hold it off a little. Actually, the Chayapurta Abdin Nifkar Abbeze. Tan Rabbanan. Well, yishe other mayim balayla. Don't drink the water at night. Sounds like it's the middle of the night, no one's around. Imshasa domi barasha. You're in big trouble. Ne'et
hakana.
You can't see. Yeah. No. It says mayim balayla. Yeah. No water at night. It sounds like from the hemshift that it's talking about the middle of the night.
It means from rivers. It means like from rivers. From rivers.
From ponds and rivers. You don't know what's there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not from Poland Spring. Oh, yeah? Yeah, Russia. Yeah. Nail?
Shavriri.
This is the Shavriri. Yeah, be careful with the Shavriri.
Yeah.
All right, either way. Sometimes it's Takana issue. My Takana, and then Takana. My Takana is Shavriri. Sometimes a shake, maybe in Saki, my, what say you're really thirsty, you got anything you need, Micah Kante, eat, after the Haday, if someone else listra, you should wake him up, Alemale, Kachina Mai, I'm thirsty, and then that's it. You're good. Below. Yeah, I guess the shake, he knows if someone else awake, so he's not gonna, he's usually with one person.
The tray.
Below, Nikarkish, the Nachtama Achatva, it's not what you knock on the top of the barrel. The name of Yehul and Afshay, you should say to yourself. It's an incantation. Plani bar planita, Amrad loch, so-and-so, bar so-and-so, saying to you, Imech is daher mishavriri. Amrad loch Imech, is daher shavriri, is daher mishavriri, riri, riri, yori, riri, b'chasi chiyuri. Yeah, right. Oh, that's a chat. Okay, never understood that. Okay, so there's some type of incantation here. All right, now we go on to the next Mishnah. We mentioned last time, or two times ago, that this Mishnah may be the source, or yesterday, this Mishnah may be the source of the Rambam, as we're going to see now from the reading of the Mishnah, why the Rambam learned the way he did yesterday in the Mishnah, that Ir Sheyeshot Kukhavim does not mean like Rashi, that it's a Yom Eid, that it's a holiday. Rather, it means a city that has an idol in it. Now, as we see the Mishnah, maybe it'll become clear, the pshat in that. So Ir Sheyeshot Kukhavim, you have a city that has an idol, again, according to Rashi, they're having a Yom Eid. According to the Rambam, it has an idol in it. And they have stores that are mu'utarit, they're crowned. What does that mean? Rashi says, second Rashi, Simin hu lahem, she'oifen chanishol t'chavim, heim lito bahem mechet. These are stores, official stores of the church, of the pagans, and they're going to, it's decorated, but it's a simin, it's an indicator that they're going to take tax from here. That can go to the church. Part of the proceeds will go to the item. Hey, you're right. You're supporting it.
Salvation Army.
It's Salvation Army. Mutaris, and if they're not Mutaris, so then it would seem that they're not going to give any tax. So then what do you do there? So Zahai Maisa, I mean, what is the din in this case? Zahai Maisa, based on. Yeah, you had these two types of shots. So what do you do? So what's the din? What's the din? Zahai Maisa, based on. There was this place, based on. There was a Maisa that happened. Vam Chacham, a Mutaris, a Surais. The one that's Mutaris is also. Shay Mutaris, Mutaris. Okay, so if it has the sign on it, it's Asr, and that's not that it's Mutar. The Rashi here says, last Rashi in the Mishnah, She'ein Mutaris, Mutaris. Why? Those that don't have the decoration on it, they do not take tax from the Akum. And the Akum will not get any Hanah from it. Be sure, what's the other problem I'm thinking of? It's a Yom Eid, it's a holiday. How do you do business with the guy anyway? Be sure, the Noisim, the Yom Eid. Are you doing business with them on a Yom Eid? When is that a problem? To sell them. Cannot sell them things, because then he's going to walk away happy. First of all, he might sell him an animal, and then he'll bring that as a carpet that's supposed to be either. Inami, or another, even if it's something else, a buyer is always happy. And then he'll go and thank his God, and I'll be over on Lo'isha Malpicha. I can't see the cause of the non-Jew uttering the name of his Avodah Zarah, even if he's allowed to utter the name of his Avodah Zarah, because for him it's not awesome. In order for the non-Jew to be Oiver, he would have to be Makabalat as a God. The non-Jew is not Oiver by just uttering the word. But when he utters the word, where he makes a shmu in his name, I'm Oiver. Aval mizva minayhu, but to buy from them, Dabra HaMitzkayim, at the very least, Dabra HaMitzkayim, because we have those Gemara's already, that's still between them and Mitzkayim and Mitzkayim. Right, so Gemara itself made this distinction. But Rashi holds that if you're going to buy something, which is Dabra HaMitzkayim, so it's non-perishables anyway. So he can sell it to the next person. He doesn't have to sell it to you. Shari, why does Sam Mosher Asevu? Usually the Mosher is saying, he says these things go, his item go. Again, we don't really understand this in the world of business, but how this will work, but that is the assumption that's made. Now, let's take a look. There's two types over here. First, we should see this type is Ir Sheyesher Es Kechavim. So, Pirish HaKuntris. This is the fourth type in the page. Begilus Uliyah Glen Shuk Viyarid Viyamadim. Shen Mutar, Tainu Tainu Mutaris. This is all Rashi. Lamati Menah Hanoga Sechavim. Mishum Lesmeh Viyamadim. Hanilu Lizmuni. Mishum Tekrebis. Mishum Derech Lokech Viyasameh. Lazmu Maida. Mizmul Nahi Shari. Gisam Mishra Asehu. Hakam. Fine. Okay. This is all Rashi. Okay.
That's basically saying that the holidays still cost. And I know that people today don't.
They don't give the proceeds. On the 25th, would you be allowed to do business with the EU? You shouldn't. Except that they do. 25th. No, this is only on the Yom Eid, though. No, it isn't. Rashi said this is only the Yom Eid. Yeah, sure. And the ones that are open. Yeah, the ones that are open don't care. But anyways, they bring down the rays of Rishonim. The Rishonim already said that nowadays they don't. It's a minig of the same day. So not a dukkim. Yeah, shmuel. But it's even less than that. The Rishonim come even less, even on the Yom Eid. Shmuel is saying that there's no problem with the Snei day. But the Rishonim bring even on Yom Eid, there's no problem. So not a dukkim, boy. This isn't the time for Rishonim yet. So certainly now, Koshkin now. So Taisik here points out, Tacham Masha Shachayze by my Rashi. That Rashi was chayzer from what he said. Now it is interesting because maybe this was raised on Beth Ezer, maybe not. Rashi never said that. Rashi never actually said that lusik from lusik means buying and selling. If you look at the Rashi, it just says it's Uzzal Almighty. Taisus assumed for some reason that Rashi read the Mishnah lusik to lusik to mean buying and selling. Rashi never actually said that.
That's
the way Tyson understood. So based on Tyson's understanding of the way Rashi learned, so maybe he had a different gear from Rashi that we don't have, because Tyson seems to take this as a double caution. That Rashi means buying and selling. But whatever the case may be, this Rashi over here says Tyson is not sure that Rashi is closer from that. But he's saying that buying is not generally an issue. Yeah, if you have something that's not perishable, something that's perishable, so that it could be a problem, because he'll be happy. But usually not. Well, Miu Kasha, he asked Tyson, If the shuk, if the market is taking place in Yemen, how do we permit this? Dover Shein in the sky. He said, you can't buy something that's not in the sky. Uva Gemara the Hacham, and the Rav Yirmiyah, Zavan Chad Kita. Allah, that who Uva Min Vyashami, Amalei Chal Chayb, that's what the Kafid looked to me of Epha. Meaning, that was, meaning the Gemara brings an example of a perishable. The Gemara brings an example that Rav Yirmiyah bought a pizza on this day, and that's this Gemara referring to this Mishnah. I mean, Rashi's trying to say that our Mishnah is talking about when are you allowed to buy things. You could buy things because there's no problem buying something that's not in the sky, it's not perishable. Says Tysus, what do you mean? And you can't buy things that are not in the sky, and you can't buy things that are perishable? I see in the Gemara is going to bring on this Mishnah that there was a Rav Yirmiyah that he went and bought pizza from the goat. Mm-hmm. So you see, not like Rashi. The cop fears from Eru Meir a different way. The Hafmer be a rid. Also, in the Eflin Mecca. Shlibia made him. He says, it's not stop on the holiday. This is talking about it's a market day where there's a Mecca and has nothing to do with the holiday. Lakaf, in Lutaris, and Kanister. Touch it. Being Lutaris, and Lutaris, more like what Shmuel was saying, right? There's nothing to do with the holiday. This is the holiday. It's not Yom Yedom. It's a new halacha. If they're going to take some of the proceeds, it's going to benefit. It's going to take some of the proceeds and give it to the idol. It's a problem. Nothing to do with what date on the calendar it is. So this could be the way the Rambam would learn. Right.
My mother called me the last week.
Yeah.
Right across Mississippi, they have a guest with pineapple and the sun.
Really?
I want to know if they asked me about a lot of those supports.
Wait, but they don't hold us to God, then that's the question. Yeah, hold us to God?
Yes. This is Mamish.
Yeah.
Now,
but they don't hold it to God. They hold that that created the world. They hold it that.
They hold it.
It's chayah. That's not.
But it has to be created the world.
It has to be a godliness. It can't be signed. The koah. Now that's it. Could be an angel. That's it.
It'd be
mocking. It's not a god figure. So then it'd be mocking to an angel. What?
Hinduism is a problem.
Right. Buddha's not clear.
So
not clear. They hold there's no God at all. No, Buddha. There's no God. Yeah. Hindus, there's multiple gods. Okay. So now let's take a look. Let's first see the Gemara, then we'll see the next Pisces. Summer? Yes. It's a good child. Don't get that every day. When is this a problem? If you're going to decorate it with these nice smelling stuff, the zera, the hadas, roses, hadasim, kamatani meirecha, you're going to walk into the place, what a good smell. And Rashi says, what's the zera and hadas coming from? Where did that come from? Rashi says, "Just the kriyas of Avodas Kechavim. It's coming from Avodas Kechavim. Who simon lehem shechanuz halalu shevus kechavim hay. That's the simon that this is from the pagan. The Tamei Reifa. Avu mutaris to peiros, but if we're just mutaris to peiros, which is not meant for smelling, mutaris that's mutter. Why my kaima? The Omer Kra lo yib biyachamum menacherem. Because he says, because the pasuk says lo yib biyachamum menacherem, which we had before in Rashi." That nana, what are we darshan from there? Nana who daser. What is daser hana? Being nana from it, deriving benefit from it. Abu mahana shari, you can be mahana it. So how does the Ramban learn? Rabbi Yechanan Amar, I think we start saying nami daser, kavachaymer nana daser mehenel kolshikin. Right, Rabbi Yechanan holds that nahana is kolshikin. But how does the Ramban learn this gemara? Ramban again holds that there's no din of layidbat by the kroidus of it is there, only by the avodah zarah itself. And yet the gemaras bring this. L'chor the Ramban, you have to say that the gemaras just bring a raya, the concept of nene versus mahana. Avodah layidbat refers to avodah zarah itself. What it means is that the idol, you cannot be nene from it, you can be mahana it. You can be mahana the idol. So too, the kroidus is the same getter. But this is not actually a pasuk by the kroidus. But another point over here, if you take a look at the Tysus, Tysus here brings, Let's start from the beginning. Yeah. The Zera Bahavis Kotami Reich. Hishra Meitam, Maisri Bastio, the Miriam Lakaman Parapays, the Sharim Yushim, the Reich Alav Nilsi. That's something that smells. Huh? Yeah, the tears to Shangar Vahadas and he explains they cry in the Reich Lakaini. Oh, the difference is because when you have things that are the after for smelling, that's like the Tyrus. That's too much Tyrus. And there, the Afla Avras is Sosai. Even after it's not so and he the ain myelin boy, even though there's no dinner. You look, Isurimia Ika, there's still an Isser on it.
Wow.
So you see that's a problem by Buddha's art.
Yeah,
but that's why they're mocking
right now.
Right, but just as much as we put in the Cyrus, so they put the Barad and the Hamas. So to them, that's and maybe it'll even be an issue if it's not meant for smelling. When you have a species of something which is not normally used for smelling or primarily for smelling, it could still be a problem. Why? The big cloud we have. When it comes to Yisur and the Torah, we don't get malchus on it. Only derech hanos. There will be an issue. Now it says the shema, but there's kechon nafilu lukas nami lucky. Says Taisus, even though normally we say that there's no malchus by isurei hana, there is no malchus if it's shaloi kedar hana. But maybe avad comes different. Maybe avad is different. Nafilu lukas nami lucky. What would be my riot to that? Neither the havas, just like akilei akerem. The like in ashlei kedar hana. We know that by akilei akerem you do get malchus. And what's the reason? You shouldn't look see achilu. Because what does it say by akilei akerem? And Tukarevi, it doesn't say anything about Achila.
What's the other exception?
What's the other exception what, where something is Slikar Hanah? Plus of Achila.
Doesn't say Achila.
Because the Gemara Sochim says. And Plus of Achila. And the Kalalu is just because the Lashon HaPasi. If the Lashon HaPasi uses Lashon Achila. Right? Whenever it says Lo Yochal, certain Lashon. In the Elam. Doesn't say over there. So here Taisus has the suffix by Avodah Zarah.
I think it's from Hanoi.
I know. Not the Reifa. Overdrive. Yeah, so Taisus over here is saying, yes, you have this Gemara in, again, in Stockholm, where it talks about different shyness of Achila. Whenever it says Lashon Achila, so it includes Isser Hanah. That's the klalot in Sukkot. Whenever it uses a certain Lashonis of Achila, I should say, which will be very relevant coming up. A certain Lashonis, I wish I had a Sukkot over here, but if you look in the Gorm Sukkot, there are certain Lashonis of Achila that creates an Isser Hanah. Now, what about by Avodah Zarah? What does it say there? So here it becomes like, yeah, the Machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban that we were discussing. Because now you have Avodah Zarah. Now, does it say Achila by Avodah Zarah? That says, no, it doesn't. Like Siv, Achila by Raisa. It doesn't say Lashon Achila by Avodah Zarah, by Kroidus of Avodah Zarah. El b'divrei Kabbalah, only b'divrei Kabbalah, which we'll see coming up on that Chavtes. Yochum Zuchay Meitim, the Gemara over there in on Chavtes talks about Minolam Bayayin Nesach, and it says it's Aser Banam, just like Meitim or Aser Banam. Yochum Zuchay Meitim. Alchadav Dechsev Asherchel Zuchel Yechelu Mikom Up and Lehuzker Achila Eitel Iser Rak Divrei Kabbalah. It says Asherchel Zuchel Yechelu, but that's just talking Kippur's Bar Bialma. That's not talking about the Iser. So there's a lashon of achila by Avodah Zarah, shechel zuchem yochelu and hazinu, but that's just historically what was happening. That's not or what's going to happen, but that's not referring to the iser. The lashon of achila that there is by the iser, it says only by divrei kabbalah. Okay, and again, in order for it to be asur b'hana, in order for it to be asur b'hana, it's going to have a lashon achila, and therefore, if it doesn't have the lashon achila, Taisus wants to suggest that it could be, it'll be also used like the Hanah. Because there is an Isser Hanah, and it's not the Afka Achilu. It's not the Afka the Derek. Take a look at the Rabbi Yekiv Eger over here. Rabbi Yekiv Eger has a problem. Rabbi Yekiv Eger, the Gilein HaShah says, L'zichisi l'havim. I don't see what Taisus means. It doesn't say Achilu b'raisa. So therefore what? L'zichisi l'havim. That's kinachim haya Isser Nechta b'tayra. If there would have been an overt mention of the Isser Sekreis of Azar b'tayra, the Lashon Achilu lo nizkar ab d'ra Kabbalah. And the Lashon Achilu is only d'ra Kabbalah. Fine. Avalanis, but they're right to look at the Isser Klal. He says, that, what does Taisus mean? That when it comes to the Isser of the curse of Adizara, Bezaraisa, it doesn't say Lashon Achila. That's Rabbi Yekiv Eger. There is no overt mention of the curse of Adizara at all. Rak the curse of Adizara Kabbalah, the Yusuf Zubuka Nation. About who Kra, Hoksiv Achila. In Kaim, my Nizker, Shun Isser, Rak Lashon Achila. Sarachian. Tyson over here asks that, or Jager asks on Tyson, Tyson seems to be saying that I'm trying to make a limud from the fact that by Avodah Tzvichavim, it doesn't say Lashon Achila B'Doraisa, it only says the Divrei Kabbalah. So that tells me that it doesn't go into this klal that you haven't taught him that of Kedar Hanah. So, for example, Kivager, what do you mean? It doesn't say, very nice, it doesn't say Achila, but where does it not say Achila? It doesn't say the whole Isser. It doesn't say anywhere that there's an Isser for Kirsa Avodah Zarah. This sounds very much like the Ramban. The Ramban says there's no mention of the Kirsa Avodah Zarah in the Sukkim overtly. It's really in a Pasuk, which we mentioned yesterday, which actually does have a Lashon Achila. And that's the problem. Pentecost Brit, the Ace of Aris, in Kisi, so the Zanu Akarei Eloheihem, the Zivchu Eloheihem, the Karl Lachal Be'achalta means Zivchai. That actually is a Lashon Achila. So the kind of question over here is a Manasha. If the Rukinator is going with the Rambam, so then there is a mention of the curse of Israel. There's Layyid Vafiyat Kumu'um Menachem, and there's Lutzoni Teo Lechach. But then what's his Kasha on Tysus? Tysus is saying, this is the right of the curse of Israel. You can't have the curse of Israel, but it doesn't say Achila. It says Layyid Vafiyat, but no Achila, and says Lutzoni Teo Lechach, and no Lashon Achila. So that's not going to work. Elmai, Rukinator is going with the Ramban, but the Ramban's pasuk that he holds the curse of Israel, it has a Lashon of Achila. The pen is the Isser, the Achalton is the choice. So maybe the way out of this would be that really there's another. That's the correct. Yeah, that was what we mentioned. The Rambam holds the Losovi Tehu Mesech and Leizu Yechum Menacherim, and the Ramban gets in that pasuk, Pentechrois and the Achalton is the choice.
There it
does. It's a Lashon Lav. So maybe, we'll have to see, but there's another, we'll see on Chavtes. Gemara brings the sword for Yayin Nesef, it brings this pasuk, Asher Chelev Zuchemi Yochelu, Yishu Yayin Nesichon, that's Yayin Nesef. And we say that it's Asher Bahanah from the fact that it says, Vayochem Zuchem Nesim, and Nes is Asher Bahanah. And on that, the Kideger asks Kash on the Rambam, says, what's the Gemara here doing? It's trying to figure out, how do I know that Yayin Nesef is Asher Bahanah? So I gotta figure, I gotta make a whole shame in here. Okay, I have Asher Chelev Zuchemi Yochelu, Yishu Yayin Nesichon. Okay, that's Yayin Nesach comparing it to Zedah, to carbon. And carbon is the Kerevus of Arizona. Kerevus of Arizona is Asher Bahanah. How do I know that? Oh, I know it from this pasuk, Vayechu Zuchem Mason, that it's like Mason, it's like a corpse, and a corpse of Asher Bahanah. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, you have Layyidva Yitzhak and Erez Apostle. Layyidva Yitzhak and Menacherim. You don't have to go on to that. That's the Gayer's Kash over there. So the only way I can understand this Gayer thing is like a Mamonoshach Kash. Mamonoshach Taisus. If you look like the Rambam, I have a major problem with the Rambam. It's not like the Gemara and Chassid, Lo Yidbak and Lo Sovi. And if you like the Ramban, we have this other issue. The Achalta does have Lashon Achila. Okay, so that's it for now. So mention this, we'll pick up from Mason.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.